Radio Prague News. Czech Civic Democrat Pavel Blažek is to be appointed Justice Minister on Tuesday. The former Prague High State Prosecutor Vlastimil Rampula and his deputy Libor Grigarek have resigned as state attorneys. And the opposition Social Democrats have called for the dismissal of Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek. President Václav Klaus is to appoint Civic Democrat Deputy Leader Pavel Blažek to the post of Justice Minister on Tuesday. Mr. Blažek will replace Jiří Pospíšil, whom the Prime Minister unexpectedly sacked last week, criticizing him for poor financial management and procrastinating on tough decisions. However, many have speculated that the decision was actually meant to block the imminent appointment of a highly respected prosecutor and anti-corruption crusader to the post of Prague High State Attorney. The former Prague High State Prosecutor Vlastimil Rampula and his long-standing deputy Libor Grigarek have resigned as state attorneys. Mr. Rampula was forced to leave the High State Attorney's office in Prague after a court upheld former Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil's decision to sack him. Vlastimil Rampula was removed on suspicion that he was helping to sweep big corruption cases involving politicians under the carpet. The opposition Social Democrats have called for the dismissal of Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, whom they accuse of botching the government's fiscal reform, being responsible for the problems with EU funding and most recently trying to influence the investigation into the overpriced purchase of Spanish military caza planes. Party leader Bohuslav Sobotka said on Monday that the finance minister had become a serious liability and urged the prime minister to act with the same speed with which he had earlier dismissed the justice minister for alleged poor financial management. The opposition argues that the finance minister paints painful fiscal cure in the form of VAT hikes is clearly not working, since the state deficit in the first half of this year is at the same level as last year and the country is clearly not going to meet its fiscal targets. All three participants in the multi-billion crown tender for the expansion of the Temelín nuclear power plant have submitted their bids to the Czech power giant ČEZ. The bidders are the US-based Westinghouse, Francis Areva, and a Czech-Russian consortium. The bidders have all promised the lion's share of the work to Czech companies. ČEZ will be assessing the bids for most of the second half of the year and is expected to announce the winner in the course of 2013. The third and fourth units of the Temelín nuclear power plant are to be completed by 2025. Meteorologists have issued a severe storm warning for most parts of the country, valid from late Monday to early Tuesday. A belt of heavy rain is expected to pass over the country west to east, bringing hail, storms, high winds and, in some areas, persistent rain that could swell smaller rivers. The warning includes a call for people to secure their windows and garden furniture. Heavy storms in the region of Karlovy Vary on Monday night caused electricity fallouts and disrupted road and rail traffic for hours. Maintenance workers were out all night and for most of the morning removing fallen trees from rail tracks and roads. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.